What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Couch Co-op Cod... the Couch Co-op Codcast, where we talk, where we get together every week and talk about cod and other marine animals. Welcome to the Couch Co-op Podcast, where every week we get together and talk about video games and gaming culture and all the whatnots and off topics. I'm your showrunner, Joe Nixon, and with me, the Robin to my Batman, the butter to my bread, the showstopper, Casey Tapp.
Okay, so I have to be the underman, right? I'm the sidekick, apparently.
Yeah. Everybody knows. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Do I need to write that down?
Dang it, I told you. That quick.
Yeah. 50 seconds in. So, you got me sick.
I didn't do that.
Okay, you didn't get. But I got sick last week. You're still sick this week. Still coughing.
We don't have the same thing.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I mean, it's basically the same thing. Whatever. But I've been sick. I'm good now. I got my drugs.
And we are no longer a drug-free podcast.
It's antibiotics. It's different. It's not.
It's still drugs. You bought it from the pharmacy.
But we're good. We're back at it. Doing it every week like we do.
My voice is better now.
We're on a roll here.
I'm still coughing, but my voice is better. That's the good thing.
Yeah. But we've been on a roll here.
Yeah, we're doing a lot. We're doing a lot better.
Doing a lot better.
Having to squeeze this... This today, Em.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
So, Casey, hit me. What do we start the show off with? What do we always start with?
The hit list!
Boom. So, we got four things to talk about.
For a second there, I thought I was supposed to tell you what the first one was. I was like, Joe, I don't know.
I don't have your list. So, first one that we're going to hit on is God of War 3 is being remastered for PS4. Whoop-de-doo.
Hey, a lot of people are going to be happy about that.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are. It's, I like these remasters because it allows the dev companies to get into the next-gen engine and fiddle around with it a little bit before they fully dive in.
Yes.
So, for that reason, it's good. It's just that there's so many of them, especially on PS4. But, I understand why they're there. They sell like crazy.
Yeah.
And, it also helps the developers, you know, move forward during the next game. So, I get it. It's just like, man.
Well, and it takes a little bit less time to just... remap the buttons, like reconfigure it to the console, then completely make a new game. So, like, if they need money for a new project or a new game or something, it helps kind of...
Give them a little boost.
Yeah.
But one thing that people were hoping for was, like, an entire next-gen God of War collection.
Yep.
Like, 1 through 3. That would have been cool, but it's understandable.
I didn't play...
They have all those on PS2 or PS3, so...
I didn't play them when they first came out. But I think that if they did do, like, a full collection remaster, I would probably run through it.
Yeah. I mean, I played a little bit of 3, played quite a bit of 2, but I don't remember them that well, because every game's kind of, like, the same thing. Like,
I remember playing with one of my buddies, and he was really into it, but he wasn't good at the puzzles.
So
he would play it at my house, and he'd go, hey.
Casey, there's a puzzle!
He's like, hey, what is this? So I'd, like, pause Halo and walk over there and go, hey, man, okay, here's what you gotta do.
So, yeah, God of War coming to PS4. Where's the date? I wrote the date down somewhere. No, I didn't. Oh, July 14th. So, you know, it's coming up pretty quick, which means they'll probably have a game to announce. I'm going to say at E3, that Santa Monica people. So,
yeah.
Like, that's, you know, July is like a month or two after E3.
Yes.
So, they're working on something for next gen. They're probably already, like, in pre-production on another game that they're going to put out.
True.
So.
True.
It's going to be exciting. Number two. This is a big one. So, Hideo Kojima, the guy who created Metal Gear Solid and whatnot for Konami, it seems like, well, like, there was a lot of confusion, a lot of Kojima.com URLs were being changed to Konami or like Kojima LA, like they were splitting the entities. And it appears that Kojima is going to be leaving Konami after Metal Gear Solid 5. So that's a pretty big deal. I've never been the hugest Metal Gear fan. Like I played some of 1, I played most of 3, and a lot of 4.
Yeah.
And Ground Zeroes, I loved Ground Zeroes, even though it was so short. I still loved it. But Hideo and his team are a huge reason why that game is so well-received and so good.
Yeah.
And Konami is planning to bring in another team, or they have their team ready to start work on a new Metal Gear like franchise.
Okay.
So it makes me wonder if they've learned enough from Kojima to like do something on their own.
Yeah.
Now.
They picked up skills.
Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, Kojima or like people like Cliff Bleszinski, they get like up on a pedestal because they're the game directors or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, they have their team, so like all those people, all those super talented people will be leaving Konami.
They kind of stick to their yeah. boss. Yeah.
So that's gonna be a really interesting year for Konami news, I think. Like, yeah. To see what they're gonna do next, and even more interesting news on Kojima's next endeavors.
I never really got into Metal Gear.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this, and I don't mean it in like a derogatory term.
Yeah.
But they were a little bit too Japanese for me.
Oh, yeah.
If you get what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
a lot of people say that.
But, like, I don't know. I was always more of a Splinter Cell guy. Like, out of those. Those were two, like, kind of stealth things, but.
What I liked about Metal Gear 3 is that it took like two completely opposite genres, like over the top action movie,
yeah.
and then like really intense, difficult stealth gameplay, and it kind of meshed those two together. And so it's like a really interesting, I don't know, clash of genres in that game. And that's what appealed to me the most is like it's so like. So, like, the enemies are so ridiculous and over the top, but the gameplay is so difficult. At least for me, it's difficult and takes a lot to master. So, that's kind of interesting. But,
moving on? Got more?
Yeah. If Kojima... I guess the next big question is, what is Kojima going to do next? Like,
yeah.
I wonder if they're going to just be... Like, just start, like, their own studio, or if they're going to be, like...
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, because I don't really know this guy.
Yeah.
He is Asian, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think, this is my question in regards to that. Do you think whenever they re-release it, it's going to be one of those games that releases with the, it releases with the dialogue in another language first? Or do you think when they release it, it'll just go straight to...
I don't know. Because Metal Gear will always come to America first. Or, I can't remember. I'm pretty sure they would ship both simultaneously.
Did the first one, though? Because I can understand 2 and 3. After it becomes so popular here, then they would be like, okay, well, let's just release both at the same time. But if the first one didn't, then...
Well, the first one in Japan was... I think it was Metal Gear. Just Metal Gear was what it called. And then when Kojima... brought it to the States, or like I can't remember if he like revamped it a little bit or like changed some characters or something, but then it became Metal Gear Solid, and that's what it was.
Okay, so that's what I mean. Like, so he released it first there, and it got not necessarily re-released, but then it got brought to the States.
If my mind doesn't deceive me, then yes, that's true.
So do you think with this next game that he has, do you think that will be a possibility? Do you think he'll release something there first?
I'm not too positive. If Sony or Microsoft were super smart, they would jump on this and get them to do a first party exclusive for either console.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think that's going to be the most likely thing. Like a big company comes in, hires them to like, hey, Kojima, make your next game, but for us, and here's your money. Because Kojima's expensive man, for sure.
Well, yeah, and that really does go towards that deciding factor for real.
Yeah. So. I don't know. It's going to be. It's weird. Like, whenever I heard the news, I was just like, ugh.
Do you think it'll be another stealth game?
I never thought it was going to happen. What was that?
Do you think it'll be another stealth game?
I hope I hope there's some stealth stuff in it, but I would like to see the over-top action that it's in the cutscenes.
Yeah.
Like, Metal Gear Rising, Revengeance, the one where you play as the dude with the metal jaw. I can't remember his name.
He's got the swords?
Yeah.
Like the blue...
Where, like, you can cut...
Blue, whitish hair?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that dude's cool.
Like, that game was cool, but then again, it was too much, like, Devil May Cry, like, super hack and slash, like, quick...
Yeah.
Like, that was too much for me. But, like if he were to do, like, a... Like, Mission Impossible into a game, like, bring... You know what I'm saying? Like, there's cool action, there's... Like, it's just, like, over-the-top explosion, blah, blah, blah. Michael Bay video game. Make it. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Or if he wants to go in a completely different direction. A lot of people are jumping on the social multiplayer stuff, so that'd be kind of cool to see him do, too. Because, like, the control schemes for his games are super in-depth. So, what? What is so funny?
Nothing. Bringing up a topic real quick.
Okay.
Sidebar for a minute. Okay, so in about less than 2 minutes right then, you said like 13 times.
Oh, you counted?
And then you said, That's why I started laughing, because at one point you said it 5 times in one sentence. And
I'm sorry. I don't care if I say like.
My dad brought it up, so now it's like in my head.
I don't care if I say like too much. That's just, it's just how I think.
It's just funny to me now. Like.
Now I just want to talk for the rest of the podcast. Okay. Casey, take it away.
Just keep it quiet now. No, I say it too much too, I guess. And I don't care. That's how we talk.
Our parents raised us this way. Am I right?
There you go. We're throwing both of them out there.
So, I'm going to read Kojima's statement in full. It was a joint statement between Kojima and Konami.
True.
So it says, "Thank you for your continued patronage of Konami products and services. The latest title in the Metal Gear series, Metal Gear Solid V, The Phantom Pain, will be released as planned starting Tuesday, September 1st, 2015. In North America, Latin America, Europe, followed by Japan and Asia, blah, blah.
And Antarctica.
Wednesday, September 2nd. Oh, that's when it's being released in all those other countries. Okay. Sorry. Hideo Kojima will remain involved throughout. And then Kojima's statement. I want to reassure fans that I'm 100% involved and will continue working on the Metal Gear 5, The Phantom Pain. I'm determined to make it the greatest game I've directed to date. Don't miss it. So it's kind of like a PR answer. Like they're insinuating that he's leaving. But they haven't like officially said. But it'll be odd. You know.
If he leaves on good terms, you know, that could be one of those things where if he leaves on good terms and he wants to go do something new, he could still be like a consultant, you know?
Yeah.
Like they could come to him and go, "All right, so we have some ideas, but we want to see what you think because you're ultimately the creator of this whole universe."
Mm-hmm.
So we want to see if you think this fits, you know, because we don't want to upset the fans.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to read the updated part of it.
Oh, tickle.
So apparently right now, Kojima and his staff work as contractors instead of full-time employees. So they're under contract.
Okay.
And after they finish Metal Gear... I can't say Metal Gear. After they finish MGS5, Kojima, upper management, will leave Konami. So, and their contract ends in December.
I love how you don't have a problem saying the Japanese words, like his name and the name and the
all but that I can't stuff, say
but you can't
Metal
say
Gear.
Metal Gear.
It's whatever. So yeah, I'm gonna follow this closely throughout the year to see how.
Yeah, because it'll be a big story.
Oh sure. Yeah.
What's next?
So.
That's gonna sound so loud on. That's gonna be
it's not, it's
bass
not really that
for
loud.
Sure.
I keep saying. I keep saying
now it's in your head now.
Dang it. That's gonna kill me.
We should put a jar in the middle of the thing and put a dollar in it every time we say stuff like that.
So, next month, during the Star Wars celebration, which occurs April? March?
What is the Star April. Wars celebration?
It's like May the 4th, like that stuff, but it
May the 4th April. Be with you?
Sort of, yeah.
Ooh.
But, January, February, March. Yeah. No. I can't remember. But anyways, it's in April. I don't remember the dates. But that's supposedly where we're going to see the first gameplay footage of Battlefront.
Ooh.
So that's exciting for
You're
me.
Pretty pumped about that.
I'm pretty pumped. I hope they
I'll
have...
I'll have to get into it.
Because, you know, they have the alt fire on Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they have it to set phasers to stun. I hope they have that in there. Set to kill. Like, that would be amazing. I'd lose it.
Oh, my gosh.
I would lose it. I just can't wait because it's DICE. Like I like their
at least
massive multiplayer.
At least you're nerding out about something that's worth nerding out. Star Wars.
What wouldn't be worth nerding out
Star
over?
Star Wars. Princess Bubblegum. is the correct answer to that question.
No comment.
Do you know what that's from?
No.
Grand Theft Auto, dude.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, we're thrilled to share the Star Wars Battlefront. We'll be taking part in the Star Wars Celebration next month in Anaheim, California, April 16th through the 19th. We could not think of a better or more appropriate place to debut the game officially for the first time than the premier event that celebrates the Star Wars universe and the legions of fans who have fallen in love with it. So.
Nice.
Star Wars. There's so much Star Wars stuff coming out this year that I'm just like,
well, I mean, giddy every time I hear more. Though, that's probably a big thing coming from like Disney. Disney's probably trying to push it so hard.
They're going
to
be
because they want people to get all pumped up for Star Wars in general.
Yeah.
Before the movie comes out, that way it's like everyone's all like nerded out on Star Wars, like Star Wars this, Star Wars that, and then the movie comes out and it's like
new toys.
Boom! It's like the end of a fireworks show. It's like all the big stuff. Like, wah!
Oh, it's gonna be so great.
So,
I love 2015 so far. Star Wars.
We're only in like 3 months.
I know, but it's just so good.
You're gonna like lose a leg this year, and then I'm gonna go back to this podcast and go, Joe, remember? That's karma. Maybe a toe. I just got why you dropped your head.
Yeah. I can't stop saying it. I'm sorry. I have to think in between my words.
It's not so bad that you're saying it, but now it's bad because you know that you're saying it.
I know.
And it hurts every time.
Yeah.
I tried to steal
my ums.
Yeah, I was trying to steal your ums.
Maybe before the podcast, I should just like sit in my room and say like over and over and over again, so I don't have to like.
That's your warm up.
I hope somebody's playing the or like drinking game right now, because then they just have to take like six shots.
It is true.
Seven shots.
Hey, you know what? It would really be good is if it was like if you did it to where you could do it two ways. You could just do it to where every time we say like or then you have to drink. Or if you're at a party, I don't know why anybody would listen to a podcast at a party unless it was for a drinking game.
Yeah.
And what you could do is every time we say like, the guys drink. Every time we say the girls drink.
Mm. So I'd have to say a lot. No, I'm kidding. That's terrible. Oh, man.
It's not too bad, though. You're a guy. That's how we're supposed to think. We're hardwired to do it, man. Like,
but. So, that's the hit list. Short and sweet. To the point this week.
I like it.
It was a lot of one interesting story. That, like, you know, caught my attention. It's always, like, we're getting to that point in our mid-20s, early to mid-20s, where, like, we start to see a lot of things that we grew up with, like, ending, I guess. You know, like...
Yeah, like, I get what you're saying. The one thing that comes to mind when you say something about that is Halo.
Yeah.
But we still have, you know, a couple of years for Halo, because...
Well, this might be the last Master Chief one. Who knows?
Oh, don't say that. Do not say that! Just, no!
Just an,
no!
It's a possibility.
No!
It's a possibility.
I don't care. Oh my gosh. Why would you do that to me? Now that's going to be on my mind.
I'm sorry. And then, so Kojima leaves Konami, which he's been there for forever. Like, I want to say at least 12 years. 10 to 12 years? Somewhere around there? Somewhere around there? That's quite a long time for game development.
It's true.
And then, you know, the host of my favorite podcast had their final show a couple months ago. It's just like the Colbert Show ended, the Daily Show ended. Just a lot of stuff is ended.
Yeah, a lot. Well, they're moving on. I would say ended. They're moving on to the next step in their life.
It's just weird, though, because, like, it's been, like, this constant for your whole life.
This is the year... Of things.
Of new things.
Well, this is the year of things where we're going to look back, like, when we're adults. Because we're not really adults.
No, we're not.
But when we're adults and we have, like, children, we're going to look back and go, man, I remember back in 2015 whenever the Colbert Report ended. And it was just a big deal. Blah, blah, blah.
Biggest deal in the world.
You know what I'm saying?
And now he's president.
Right?
That would be great.
Like, now hilarious. He's our president and number one race car driver in the world.
You would never know if he was in or out of character, because rarely anybody's seen him out of character.
That's true.
It would be funny. It would be good. Oh, man.
Yeah. This is going to be a good year. It's one of those years where you got to look back and remember all of the good times you had. And then right at the end of the year, like Christmas, when you get a bunch of new crap, you get to look forward to the next year. Be like, this is all the new crap that's coming out!
A lot of new crap is coming out this year,
A lot of new crap is coming out. You know, that's interesting is, not necessarily this year, but, I feel like Splinter Cell's kind of starting to die out a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
And I think, this is just my opinion, but I think the new Tom Clancy games...
Division?
Division. I think the Division might be the new pickup from that.
That'd be cool.
Could you see that happening?
I could see it being like their new like big like multiplayer thing.
Let me ask you a question. What's your favorite Splinter Cell game?
My favorite Splinter Cell? Now, I'm going to be not in the majority here, but I loved Conviction.
Okay.
Here's the thing why. Like, the methodical, like, tactical stuff, like that, if I wanted that fix, I would go to Metal Gear, because it's a lot like that.
Yeah.
So, I loved the whole, like, thriller style, like, Bourne act type action.
That was
action.
One where he, like, is like, crossed his by own. Both of his things or whatever.
Like, the story was cool, but, like, that the action and the little hit points that you could collect and then use them on...
Yep.
Like, it was just a really, really fun game to play. Even, like, in stealth or not. So, the first time I went through it, I did the stealth stuff, because that's how I remember playing Splinter Cell.
True.
And then I went back, and I was like, this is a lot like a Bourne movie. Why don't I just start shooting people more? And so...
It's gonna kill everyone!
And so in that first level, I kicked the door down and like shotgun. It worked. It's difficult to have a game that works in stealth and in action.
Yeah.
And Conviction, I felt, did a pretty good job of mixing the two, because you know, even in action, you could flank their enemies and they would think you're still there. So there's still a slight stealth aspect to it. But so I like Conviction a lot, but I also enjoyed what was it? Was it Chaos Theory with the co-op?
Chaos Theory is my number one favorite one.
It's a good
far.
One, too.
I think it's mainly because I grew up with that one.
Mm.
But that one, it focuses so much more on, like, actually being as stealthy as possible.
Like assassin.
After that one came out, there was a lot more of, like, you could be noticed, and you could just, like, run away.
Mm-hmm.
But Chaos Theory, like, if you got noticed, it was almost impossible.
Yeah.
To get away from, like, to get far enough away from them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also another one, the reason why I liked it is because you didn't even have to kill anybody. You could go through, but some of the newer ones that came out, it's like, you have to kill everybody just to move on. And I didn't like that. I was like, that doesn't help much. Like, I don't.
I also never got the chance to check out Blacklist. I heard good things. Like, it takes place on this airplane. And then you fly to different places and do different missions. It's just more kind of like open-ended, I guess, to where you would go, what gear you would buy, how you would play, all that stuff.
Yep.
So, I mean, that was pretty... That sounded interesting. I just never got into it. So, let's see. Let me write that down.
I was just kind of out of the way there.
So... Now is about the time where we go into our off-topic of the week.
Hold on, I got it right here. Hold on. Okay, so our off-topic of the week is going to be what was your, or let's just go ahead. You can say a few, but
okay.
What were some of the best midnight releases that you have ever been to?
Okay,
and now that can be. Because they were just so much fun, or because they're so memorable because they were just so bad. Okay, like, what was your most memorable...
The first one...
Midnight releases.
The first one that comes to mind. Me, you, Blaze.
Okay. What was it for? I don't even remember what it was for.
We'll get there. I was so pumped for this game. A lot of people were too, but we live in a small town,
yeah.
So like everybody's like, "Oh, Call of Duty, Halo. I was like, bruh, Assassin's Creed 2.
There you go. That's what it was. Okay.
And so, on the way there, it was like a 20-minute drive to Ennis.
And little old Ennis, Texas.
Yeah. And on the way there, got pulled over. Came over the hill, there was a cop there, and Blaze just yells, "Don't slam on your brakes!" I was like, that's the first thing I did. And so I got pulled over. He was like, the cop comes up to the road and was like, "Where are you guys headed?" It's like, GameStop. It's like, for what? It's like 11:30. It's like, there's a midnight release. What's that? It's where they release the game at midnight. And he was like, "Do your parents know you're out here?" I was like, yes.
Wasn't it a school night too?
Yeah, it was like a Wednesday night, and then he looked at you. He's like, "Do your parents know you're out?" I'm like, yeah. And looked at Blaze. Like, "Do your parents know you're out?" Like, yes.
And weren't me and Blaze in college at that point? Like, didn't we come down for the weekend?
No, I'm pretty sure I was a
because I felt like I sophomore. I remember sitting there thinking in my head like,
y'all might have been seniors.
I just remember thinking in my head, like, why does it matter?
I think I was a sophomore. You guys were a junior. I'm pretty sure that's
okay.
So after that, I get a warning, blah, blah, blah. We go to GameStop. There's, like, three dudes and one of the dudes' moms there who just looked miserable.
You always have a mom there.
Oh, yeah. And then you were wearing that ridiculous yellow canary hoodie.
My yellow hoodie!
And
I forgot about that!
So when we get in the GameStop, we have like 15, 20 minutes to skill. And you put the hood on, and you walk around like with your hands folded like, or anything.
Yeah.
And just started like sneaking up on Blaze and stabbing him. It's like, it was one of the midnight releases where this GameStop hadn't figured out how to draw a crowd.
Yeah.
And so there was nothing to do. And so we just sat there being high school idiots for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, and well, at the same time, Assassin's Creed 2, the first Assassin's Creed, as good as it was, still didn't have, like, a big fan following.
Yeah.
Like, right off the bat. So, like, when the second one came out, it was just kind of like, oh, hey, another Assassin's Creed's coming out. But we were big fans of it. Like, we loved it.
And then after the reviews, everybody was like, holy crap, gotta go check this out. And then everybody got on board.
Yeah, yeah. And that, I think 2 is where it really started picking up, but a lot of people didn't like that there was 3 Ezio games.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I don't really care. I wish they would have done more Pirates, though.
Oh. I liked it as a one-off.
Oh, I loved that game.
It was good. What about you? Memorable.
I wrote down 2. Black Ops 2, I'm going to say, is one of my most favorite ones. And the only reason why I say that...
Didn't you work it?
I was working at GameStop when Black Ops 2 came out. And the reason why it was so much fun, we had... The guy that was my manager at the time, I don't know if he pulled all this together or if maybe like the guys that were working with us just kind of were like, hey, let's do this. But we had a guy came out and DJ'd for us and was doing all kinds of great music. Like, he did some techno. He did some alternative rock mixed up in there. Like, I mean, like, he made everything sound good. Great DJ. I don't remember his name. I wish I did. But, sorry.
No, I didn't hear it.
Where was it? Oh, so the DJ was really good. And then we had, right next door to our GameStop was a Domino's Pizza. So they offered to do like a kind of a thing with GameStop and, like had pizza out. I mean, of course we had to pay for it, but like they hooked us up, you know? Mm-hmm. So we did a thing like that and we had pizza out there. So we had a DJ, we had pizza, we had drinks, we had all kinds of drinks. The people who were working it, the little desk right behind, you know how GameStop has the front desk?
Yeah.
There's a little desk right behind it with all the games like lined up in the wall.
It's like, I don't know if we have any. Let me check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So on that little shelf right there, we actually cleared everything off and we had our own pizza. So we didn't have to fight the customers to get pizza.
Nice.
And
that's the dream.
The best part of this, though, of this entire thing, was somebody somewhere got a makeup artist to come out and paint art. Like, from the neck up, we were undead zombies, man.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, like, he put big, like, mine, I had a big cut going from, like, all the way from the left side of my neck to the right side of my neck. And it looked good.
I remember that because that neck thing Like the, it was...
It was like a rubber, like latex yeah. kind of thing.
Anyways, you peeled it off. And you stuck it in my bathroom drawer. And I found it like 6 months later. And I was like, what the heck? Is somebody killing people?
Like a big scab or something.
Yeah, it was just so gross.
Yeah, it was... Dude, it was so much fun.
I was like, why is this in my bathroom?
And we're all wearing like... You know, of course, we're all got camo on. And like, we got camo pants. And I had some actual military work boots that I wore for... I don't remember what it was, but it was so much fun, man. Like, just being able to dress up, like, at work and just have a good time. Not to mention, it was Black Ops 2, you know. It was that was a big game. So.
The next one that comes to mind, I think it was Halo Reach. The Midnight, I think it was that one.
I don't remember Halo Reach.
I think that's what it was. Because there was... Somebody had brought, like an SUV and put a... TV in the back, plugged in Xbox, gosh. And everybody was playing split screen
Love those guys.
Like, that was awesome. Like, it was like tailgating at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so good. Just a lot of cool stuff like that.
We went to one, when I was in college. I think it was one of the Black Ops, might have been Black Ops 1. And we did, when we got there, this was a very small GameStop, but they had a great, big, massive tube flat-screen TV on the inside of the building, pressed up against the glass. So, and then on the outside, they cleared out a few parking spots and put cones up and everything. And they had pizza. I didn't really even expect to do this one as one of my... I've got another one written down.
But, we have, like, plenty of time, so...
But anyway, so... But they put the TV there, and they did... four-way split screen, so everybody could play, and
it's awesome.
I think the reason why they did that is because for the Black Ops games, everybody's always pumped about zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what it always is. So that's a good four-player split screen game that you can play. You know, and you don't have to worry about screen peeking and stuff right. like that. So it was a lot of fun. They had good pizza there. It's from Gumby's Pizza, home of the Stoner Pie.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like. The big games are the only ones that get the huge release parties, though. So
it's true.
Excuse me. I'm trying to, because I can't remember which one I went, other than the Assassin's Creed one. I'm sure it was a terrible game.
They're so much fun, but you just don't remember.
Well, like I've been to so many quote unquote midnight releases.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought of a good one, but I'll run to that in a second. But there's so many midnight releases where you just show up. And there's like three people. Who just really want to play the game.
Yeah.
And they just grab it and go. Like, I've been to so many of those. Like, I'm pretty sure Brink was that way.
You went to Brink without us, though, didn't you?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Because I was in college when that happened.
But another really cool one. Really, really cool one. This was when I was in college freshman year. The GameStop in Cedar Hill was having a Battlefield 3 midnight release.
I went to one of those.
Yeah. This one... had like a World War II MG42 like on display. Everybody got to line up, take their pictures with it. Everybody was like holding it with like two hands, being wusses. And I went up there and like I propped it up with one arm, like a BA. And
did you prop it up like on your shoulder, like where the stock was hanging, or did you put it on your hip and hold it?
I'm pretty sure it was just hanging.
It was just hanging.
Yeah. So I just like propped it up and it was like.
Was it heavy?
Yeah, it was heavy.
And you're just like, take the like, picture! Just take like the chicken. Picture! Take the picture!
That's exactly what I did. Like, I was like...
The guy's like, what button is it? Oh, God.
That was the most packed one I've been to. Because there's at least 80 people, I want to say. And for like a Cedar Hill GameStop, that's quite a bit of people. So like they actually had the ticket line and all that stuff.
I went to the Battlefield 3. I did it in Mesquite, and that was a big one. And one of the most memorable things about that, it wasn't a really good one to be honest, because they didn't have anything there. Like,
yeah.
But they like tossed out shirts and they handed out the little dog tags, you know, that came. So they did that. They did shirts. They did dog tags. But the most memorable thing was there was an Albertsons right next to it, and you know what? I want to say Blaze was with me on this. Blaze has been with me at a lot of my
ride or die
my releases. You know. He's my release buddy. But I remember we were sitting there, and we brought chairs. We had, I think I had a Game Boy or something. Like, we had stuff to do. Like, we weren't going to just sit there because the line was so long. So, But I just remember that we actually got the cops called on all of us because people were going into the Albertsons bathroom and they clogged the Albertsons bathroom toilets and they were overflowing into the store. So the Albertsons manager came over, yelled, like just completely griped out the GameStop guy. And then and then the GameStop guy got his all of his people that were working like the outside, you know. They come by and they're like, "All right, guys, everybody quiet down. We need to talk for a minute." Everybody that is going into the Albertsons bathroom, I understand that you need to go to the bathroom, but we can't go in there anymore because somebody clogged up the toilet and it started flowing into the store. So we can't go in there anymore. If you got to go to the bathroom, get someone to hold your spot in line and just go because
that's pretty great.
You can't do it, you know? So it was pretty crazy.
But yeah. Like for the Battlefield 3 one, it was, I want to say, four or five of us from the same dorm hall. Like, we all just, like, packed into a car and drove down there.
I think I remember, like, texting you while we were there. We were talking about it.
Are you getting on? Is it updated? Is it updated? Is it okay? Yeah, yeah. Are the servers good? And, like, yeah. So, like, we were at the midnight release together.
Oh, yeah.
But separate locations. Well, that's the thing, people who are in the games industry, like, they feel that events are, like, completely oversaturated because there's PAX East, there's PAX South, there's PAX Midwest.
Yeah.
And E3 and GDC and GamesCon. Like, there's all these conferences. It's just
MineCon!
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway. But there's all these conventions that they have to go to work them, you know, like they're writing constantly.
Yeah.
And so stuff like this, like I wish like events like midnight releases, you know, we do have conferences and stuff. It's just that they're like in a central in one city, like they're so sparse that it becomes like a freaking Super Bowl or sporting event, like for nerds. Like we all just gather at a bunch of local spots and then like have fun and hang out. That's probably one of my favorite parts about midnight releases is that it's like a communal nerd type thing. Like even like jocks who play Call of Duty down to the guy who is like super into the stats and the perks and everything of Call of Duty.
Gosh,
like those guys are going to the same place to buy the same game. And that's always been a cool thing.
You know what I think is always interesting? Two things. First of all, I've actually come to find through other people, because I've always gone to GameStop for my releases. I'm not trying to like promote GameStop or anything with that, but a few of my friends have gone to Walmart for a midnight release.
Yeah.
And they say that it's in and out. There's no waiting in line, nothing. Because, first of all, you go over there and there's like 10 registers for the midnight releases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at first, there may not be that many people on them, but they have that many, and they will open them if they need to to get people out of the store. So, like,
if you're lucky.
Well, all the ones that I've heard about, like, being, like, midnight releases, they do, because the thing is nobody's coming in that late at night for groceries. So, they don't really need as much help, like, on the sales floor, so they bring a few people over to the registers and help to kind of get that out of the way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Another thing is that if you have that big of a gathering in there, crap starts going down. Like Black Friday, stuff like that. You got that many people in there, like people start getting in fights, people start stealing stuff.
Fighting over Furbies.
Stuff gets broken, like all kinds of stuff. So like and that will happen at midnight releases if you don't hurry people along. So that's one thing. And I lost the other one. I completely forgot what I was going to say.
It's okay. It happens.
But yeah, so that's one thing.
You're talking about Walmart midnight releases, and now they're in and out.
I was going to say something else too, but I forgot.
Okay.
It's all right, go ahead.
But anyways, the celebration aspect, it's not really like celebrating, but it's like everybody's pumped, and everybody wants to get the game.
I got it. I remember what it is.
Okay, go. Shoot.
Okay, another thing that's really interesting, and I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to bring this into my next release, is midnight releases, and you were talking about the guys who like to do their stats, and then there's guys that are just want to shoot people, like, you know, they have different play styles. That's one thing, but that's with the same game. Mm-hmm. I went to a release not too long ago. It was AC Unity and Halo the Master Chief Collection.
That's what it, yeah, that's what it was.
And I think it was, I don't remember what it was. It was either Madden or NHL. It was one of those games. I don't remember which one.
Three totally different genres.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, completely different. You've got a third-person, like, stealth game, then you have a first-person shooter, and then a sports game,
yeah.
Right? You would not believe... Okay, this is why this is one of my memorable ones. You would not believe the types of people that were in that building. It was so weird.
Like the melting pot or something.
Yeah, and it was like... You see, like, jocks coming in, and they're talking to these hardcore nerds, like Halo nerds.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I'm talking about guys who are like, have Halo everything on. They've got the dog tags from Halo 2 hanging for Halo 4, okay? Like, they're ready to go. One dude come in with a Halo mask on, like, that nice. Sort of stuff. And then you got guys coming in with their favorite hockey jerseys on and stuff like that. And they're talking to each other like, oh, man, yeah, I love Halo. And then the nerd's over there going, he's like, man, I play NHL all the time. And I'm like, what is going on here? Everyone's going crazy. And on top of that, they had Buffalo Wild Wings there.
Ooh,
they failed at something. Call. They failed at something.
Oh, they did?
They got honey barbecue wings, right?
Yeah.
And then they also got this other one. I don't remember what it was, like a Cool Ranch or something. It was something nobody ever gets. So they got two. They got one big container of honey barbecue and one big container of this weird stuff. The honey barbecue was gone, like, quick. It was like, shoot.
I can imagine.
And then, they told everybody, they were like, all right, here's the thing. Because we still have people coming. If you've already gotten food, you can't come back for seconds. I'm sorry, we don't have enough food for everybody. But the honey barbecue still run out quick. Now, I didn't even try to go up there because it was a huge line, and I was standing in line. I was like, no,
not losing my spot.
So they gave me a receipt, and it had like a number on it, or like it was a group number.
Yeah.
Is how they started doing it,
like in airplanes.
Yeah, basically, that's exactly how that worked. It was crazy. It didn't really work too well, but it was a good...
It doesn't at the airport
it was
either,
a good.
So.
It was a good thought. Like, it was a good idea, but they just didn't... Like, that plan is a good plan.
Yeah.
If you can execute it. Right. They did not.
Like,
it
the people at the flight desk?
Horrible. Like, nobody knew what group they were in or anything. They were like, wait, hold on, what? They're like, where's your receipt? I don't know. Have you even gone to finalize yet? No, I just got here.
It sounds like something at the airport. Where the lady, at the flight desk is just like,
group three,
like over the mic, and nobody hears her. See, and she's like,
that was the thing with the girl that was there for us. The first time she said it, she was like, group one,
and nobody responds.
And like, well, no, because group one was
okay,
ready at the gate.
Gotcha.
Okay, so group one knew, but group two, you know, we're standing back. I was in like eight. So I was back, and I got there early. I don't know how the crap people beat me there.
That's funny.
But the reason why they did it is because a lot of people would get there really early to finalize, and then they would leave and go get food or something, mm-hmm. which is a good idea. That's really smart if you get your thing first. You don't have to stand in line. But it still establishes a line.
True.
But like, man, they did not execute it well at all. So the guys in group two were like, hey, you're going to have to yell louder than that. For the next couple of groups. She's like, okay. So the next time, she tried to say it even louder, and some of the people didn't hear her, because like only three people from group two went in, and there's like 15 in each group. So like three people went in, and then one of the third guys, he like stopped, turned around, and walked back out, this big, big, huge dude. And he goes, group two! Come on! And everybody was just like, huh? And they come running towards the door. But it was just...
Funny.
There were people skateboarding in the parking lot. One like a bunch of rednecks pulled up in a truck with some big amps in the back and were just pumping
right in the streets.
Country music. It was it was intense, man. It was crazy.
That's funny.
But
midnight releases are fun.
It's funny to see like that all of the groups coming, the melting pot kind of thing. But God, there were some weird people there.
I mean, it happens.
And like there was one or two guys that I saw, and I was wearing. I'm not a big Nintendo guy. Mm-hmm. I like Nintendo games. I just don't have one.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not a big thing. But I have a shirt that says it has the Nintendo, the old school Nintendo A, B, and a D-pad controller.
Yeah.
Because that's like a universal sign for gaming.
Mm-hmm.
So it was that, and then underneath it says Addict. I got it at Target. This guy comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, man, you like Nintendo? What's your favorite game?" And he was talking to me so quickly.
Do you like Twilight Princess?
Dude, he was talking to me so quickly.
Just kidding.
That
no,
I
no offense.
That I couldn't like, I couldn't keep, I couldn't like, keep up with him. And usually I can talk to people, but he was like, just like rattling things off. And I was like, dude, I don't know. I don't play Nintendo. It's like, I just like video games. That's why I have the shirt. Like, he was like, oh, he's like, what's your favorite video game? Halo, hands down. He's like, oh, so you're here for Halo? I said, no, I'm here for Assassin's Creed.
Just totally throw him off. Oh, that's so great.
And I got both games that night, but like...
Oh, so you're here for... No.
Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed.
It's great. I've never been to a multi-game midnight release, though. Like,
they are hectic. They are so hectic.
We'll have to make a thing to go to that. Oh, man. They're so fun, though.
Why? That's the only one I've ever been to where I've gotten two games.
Mm.
That I've actually been there for two games, because AC Unity and Master Chief Collection came out on the same night. And I'm a huge Halo nerd, and of course we love Assassin's Creed, so...
Yeah.
And that was... we were pumped about the multiplayer, which kind of let us down, but... I don't know, it was a lot of fun. It was cool. But that you had to work that night, so I was like sitting up there all alone, listening to my iPod.
Yep.
And like trying to play games on my iPad, and it just wasn't enough. So I started texting you, and I was like, these people are weird.
Yeah. Working at night sucks.
Yeah.
Which means I don't... Like, that's the reason... One of the reasons I haven't been in a while is because I work in the evenings. And so, like, by the time rolls on, it's already, like, past midnight.
Oh, I forget you don't work at the mall anymore, though.
Yeah, no.
Did you ever go to any when we were working at the mall? Did you stop by that GameStop?
Maybe.
Because like, that would be perfect. Yeah. You get off, and you could just walk right over there and lay down.
Like, I think I might have stopped by once, and I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't pre-order here, so...
That sucks, man.
So, yeah. Midnight releases.
Yeah. That was a good topic.
I liked it. That one. A lot of good stories come from being out late at night with a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, bad stories, good stories. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Just, they're still fun to talk about.
One thing that'd be cool to do / endorse is a 21 and up midnight release party.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so bad. It would be so bad, though.
I know. You'd... GameStop wouldn't allow that.
They'd have to limit it, because the only thing is, especially depending on what
open
kind of
bar,
especially depending on what kind of game it was, because if it was like Mario, I don't think we'd have to worry about it too much.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you were there to pick up, you know, the new copy of Condemned, and everybody was drunk,
that'd be kind
of
creepy.
They'd probably start killing everybody.
Yeah,
and you know the people that work at GameStop aren't gonna break that up.
Where's the brick? Okay, hit him with the brick.
The guy goes and gets a tire iron out of his car. Yeah. Start smashing people's head in.
Or it's like GTA and everybody's just like driving around, like crashing into each other.
Throwing sticky bombs and whatnot.
It's like, what are you guys doing? Wait for GTA!
Like, they could do go-karts out of the park, like bumper cars or something.
Yeah. It makes me wonder, because they gotta keep people coming to these stores.
Yeah.
What are they gonna do to escalate the midnight release to like, to 11?
Well, the thing is like people, oh my gosh, people come to the releases ultimately to get the game. They're not really there for the release party or anything like that. They just want their game.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see if they keep doing it to the point where they're trying to one-up their last one, eventually they're going to get to a point where it's like, you either have to bump it back to 11 and release it an hour early.
It's like, we just threw 88 kids out of an airplane to skydive and pick up this game.
Exactly, we're going to throw a bag of video games out of this airplane, and then we're going to throw...
A care package.
Then we're going to throw a bunch of kids out of the airplane, and if they can catch it, then they can get it and leave an hour early.
Hunger Games, the game, coming 2016.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man. So that's our up topic, and that definitely picked up a little bit on the microphone.
A little bit. You should have heard the one right before it. It was great.
Oh,
I'm sitting,
so gross.
Because I'm sitting, and it doesn't have free range to do what it wants. It sounded a little wet.
He's talking about his farts.
Yeah. Dude, the other day in one day, I had Pizza Hut twice.
It's a good day, then.
And a little bit, and about three glasses of whiskey. My stomach hated me. I woke up the next morning, and even my wife, you remember her saying, it sounded like a bomb was going off in the bathroom. It was amazing. It felt like the best crap I've ever taken in my life.
Glorious.
It's like, you know how people say you drop the kids off at the pool?
Yeah.
I was like taking a whole bus full of kids. I was doing a field trip and dropping a whole school's worth of kids off at a swimming pool.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Apt analysis.
It's bad, especially because it was at like my own personal house swimming pool.
Your personal pool.
Yeah. It's not like I took them over to a... you know, a community swimming pool.
It's the kiddie pool that you inflated.
Wait, I didn't take him to the YMCA. I took him over to my house and dropped him in my nice pool.
It's funny. poop analogies.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we got time. We can just, like, shoot the ish.
All right, dude, let's talk about... we're not really into it, but Battlefield Hardline.
Yeah.
Because I kind of want to give it a try.
Here's the main question that I want to pose to you about Battlefield Hardline. Like, when you get it, are you actually going to, like, play it, like, longer than we played Battlefield 4?
Here's the answer to that question. I'll tell you what it is right now. Here's the problem. When I got Battlefield 4, I mean, we got Battlefield 4 for the PS3, remember? Mm-hmm. And the problem with it was is that they were trying to pack in all of this stuff that was supposed to be for the next gen, because that's what they created it for, but they had to dial it back a little bit, because the next gen consoles hadn't come out yet. So they had to dial it back a little bit, and it really messed it up.
Like, yeah.
It had a lot of issues, because it was trying so hard to play on a better console. But it just wasn't. They took a game that should have been on a new console and put it on an old console.
Mm-hmm.
They backwards engineered it, and they shouldn't have done that. That's what messed it up. Another thing about that is that I actually played it a lot whenever I got it for my PlayStation, but you didn't have it,
So
I lost interest in it. Because if you don't have friends to play with on Battlefield 4,
it gets old.
It gets old. Yeah. It's not very fun to just run around by yourself. So my answer to that question is, now that they have made a game for the current console, I think it will be okay.
Yeah.
I think that we won't lose as much. Because we played the crap out of Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
Played the crap out of it.
Well, we played 4 for a little
bit. Yeah, we dogged 4 pretty hard on 3. Like, I mean, I remember we played it in and out every weekend.
Yeah.
So, I think... If we can get past the cops and robbers aspect of it, I think that we...
Well, like, it's not... I think the cops and robbers thing is cool. It's just the Battlefield title just bugs me, because you have these cops and robbers, but then the robbers have RPGs and armored trucks with machine guns on the back. Like, you know, it just doesn't make sense. Hold on.
Chime in on that one.
It just kind of, like, conflicts with me. Like, when I think cops and robbers, I think gritty... Low, yeah. Like, small arms type of gunplay. And then, so I wish that, because the guys who make Visceral, they, you know, they did Dead Space, really cool survival horror game. And now they're doing a heist movie-inspired Cops and Robbers game. I heard the story's really cool, like, but there's some finicky stuff in it. But, like, if it had just been Hardline, or something like that, and it's like, this is a cops and robbers multiplayer shooter with a story campaign. That's not Battlefield. Like, they, like, it's okay to, like, take inspiration from Battlefield, but this looks like here's some new skins, new maps, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like to me.
I agree with you on that. But to me, I think it's, that doesn't bother me as much that it's Battlefield Hardline. Because it's not Battlefield 5.
Yeah, that's true.
So when Battlefield 5 comes out, they'll probably wrap back around and do the whole military thing. But if they would have called it Battlefield 5, I would have been like, no, this is not. Right. But
I can see it as like a spinoff.
It's Battlefield .. Hardline.
Yeah.
Like, that's... It's kind of like... It's kind of like a sidebar kind of thing. But, like, it still has... I don't really know a lot about it, but I was kind of watching some a game clip today. And they still have... Conquest,
yeah,
which is our thing.
They have all the normal modes.
Yeah, I don't really care what the guys. I don't care if it's a cops or robbers. I don't care what the names are. If it's, you know, U.S. military versus you know, Iraq or whatever.
Right.
It's. I just like red versus blue, conquest.
Yeah.
This team versus that team, conquest. Go. But it's kind of hard for me to wrap my head around. 32 cops. Yeah, I got that. You're in a city. There's probably about 32 cops. Whatever. 32 bank robbers? I don't see that. I don't know where that,
like,
came from.
You see 32 guys.
Yeah, like they're all wearing masks. How do you hide that many people? There's no way.
And that's why I think Payday, which I haven't played Hardline, so take my opinion with a grain of salt. That's why I think Payday felt more like that because there's so few of you and there's so many of them. You get that overwhelming, like,
yeah, when they start pouring
there's cops
in.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Another thing is that, like, what you were saying a minute ago about, like, you think it's supposed to be, like, gritty and all that stuff, but they're running around with, like, RPGs and stuff like that. Dude, GTA Heist.
Hey, I know.
Like,
but.
Like, we literally just did all that.
Yeah, but there's not.
There's a lot more backstory.
There's not 32 rocket launchers going off at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you have four people.
But there's a lot more backstory to the heist than there is.
I think that the key to a good cops versus robber game is just, like, have the odds stacked against the robbers, but give them a few tools that give them a slight advantage.
Yeah.
I think that's the key. That's what GTA does well. And that's what
you basically have
Payday
to give it
does.
Like an evolve kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, even though there's only one, you know, it's four versus one, that one can still smack the crap out of those four if he has to, you know.
Like what if Hardline had a mode, like what if they change up their heist mode and there's 18 cops and six robbers?
You never know. They might have something that in there. I'm not sure.
Like that'd be kind of cool because that to me that's what, like, a cops and robbers game is supposed to be is like one team is stacked against the odds and the other one is trying to stop them.
Well, one thing I will say, Joe, because I know you and me are big Battlefield fans, and especially now that we have the same console, we could probably really get into a new Battlefield.
It's true.
But what I suggest is maybe, because I think Lance, buddy that was here this weekend, our friend, I think Lance is wanting to play it on the Xbox. So I might buy it there first. And then you can give it a test.
Try it out.
If you like it, if we both end up liking it, then we'll go ahead and pay for it for the
deal.
I have like three games that I have for both consoles right now, so
it's ridiculous.
It is, but you know, that's,
it happens.
That's what happens when you
have, be down that road soon.
That's what happens when you have a lot of gaming friends and
and they can't decide on one console.
Well, they can. I can't.
That's true. Constantly leaving me out to dry.
I only get you on the weekends, man. I gotta have something to do during the week.
I'm your side boo.
It's cool. Yeah. You're my weekend Robin.
There you go. So yeah. Like, I like the idea of Hardline. It's just that if it's done right. I don't know.
I don't think they'll have a problem with the gameplay.
Yeah, I won't. I won't have a problem with the gameplay. It's just like
the setup.
It's what it's wrapped in, like context.
Like, and another thing is that the storyline's probably amazing.
Yeah.
Battlefield's always done good with their storylines.
Well, 4 was like whatever.
I liked 4.
But apparently the writing in Hardline's campaign is really good. You got Gomi in there from Breaking Bad, which is kind of cool. It's just
like the character?
No, like the actor who plays the character is in
Hardline. Oh, okay, yeah. My bad. I don't know. I didn't watch Breaking Bad, so.
It's okay. Yeah. I'll look into it. We'll see.
I mean, if we can find somebody we know that has it, then will maybe let us borrow it. That could be another thing.
It's true.
Because I mean, I don't know if I really want to buy it just to test it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really would like to test it. We need to. You know what? You and me really need to look into GameFly.
No.
You don't like it?
It takes months to get a game.
Really?
Like, it just came out. I was like, I don't know. Like those subscription services just are a little off because everybody wants. Obviously wants the game that comes out, and so they all request it, and so there's a huge queue of, like, waiting in line. And so you get it, like, 3 months later when it's irrelevant, and nobody's really, like, that into it anymore, unless it's, like, a game like Battlefield.
Yeah, unless it's popular.
Yeah, but, like, it's just, I wouldn't want to wait that long. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I get that.
Like, I usually wait a day or two.
I get that. My family did Netflix when it was first becoming popular. And that was a big deal because it was always like, man, okay, we got this list. And I was like, man, this movie just came out. Man, I really want to see it. And it was like a month later.
It's like, might as well go to Blockbuster.
I finally got it. I mean, but the thing is
R.I.P.
Yeah. I think we still have one, actually, right down the street.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's a small one, though. But yeah, Netflix did a really good job, though, at making it to where, like, your queue could be. Because I'm going to go ahead and go on a limb here and say that Netflix is used a lot more than Gamefly.
You'd be correct.
Okay, so anyways, especially like parents that like to watch DVDs, they don't necessarily want to stream stuff because of the aggravation that comes behind that. Like they want the discs. That is one thing I will say, though, that they did a good job with, is that you can make your list, and you can move things on your list instead of saying, like, whenever you add it, it goes to the bottom of your list. You can say, no, I want this one first. Mm-hmm. Send it up. Like, I don't know if we ever really had that problem. They seem like they always had movies on stock, to be honest, so...
Yeah. I just haven't heard good things about Gamefly, so...
Well...
Just because of the wait time.
Connor was telling me that it's great. He loves that thing.
Oh, yeah?
I think that's where he gets almost all of his from, so... That's...
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So, it's about time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
This has been the...
Good talk.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good one. Bunch of stories.
Fun stories.
Fun stories. This has been the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 25. That's halfway to 50.
Oh my god.
And
we're doing pretty good on our downloads, too, believe it or not.
Over 30 a week.
Talked about that today. That may not... To anybody who has a successful podcast, that may not sound like a lot to you.
But to us, that was...
That's a big deal.
I thought there was like six people. But yeah. We get over 30 downloads, which is kind of incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
So thank you guys for listening. Every week we get here, talk about video games and nerd culture. Heavy on the video games, of course. If you'd like to be a part of the show, submit an off-topic, email me, joe@couchcoop.net. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, or us guest on your show, vice versa,
yeah,
you can also email me at joe@couchcoop.net.
I will literally wear a suit and tie with cargo shorts on your podcast. I will do it.
That'd be good.
It's like professional above the desk,
yeah,
but then like I still can air out on the bottom.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah. So, find us on iTunes. If you search the Couch Co-op Podcast, we're the one with the cooler logo. I feel like a douche for saying
It's blue and orange.
Yeah, it's the blue and orange. Double C's.
We call it the double C's.
Or the broken E. Broken the broken E.
Yeah.
We
don't really have a name for it.
No,
really.
It's just the Couch Co-op logo.
Whatever.
So you can subscribe to us there. We are also on Stitcher.
Stitcher? I feel like you come up with new ones every time. Are you making these up?
Maybe.
I'm like, what the heck
I'm
are these
downloading them like 100 times. But you can find us on Stitcher. It's actually a really popular podcast app on like other services.
Like you had your mom make that website just so that you can download
podcasts from there. you can find us on Stitcher, Pocket Casters, which is the app in the iTunes store. Let's see where else. We keep about 25 episodes up. So right now, like, this will be last one, and then when the next one comes out, it'll bump number one off and number two off, like so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But you can get the full archive at couchcoop.net/podcast, or just go to couchcoop.net and then click
and then
on podcast.
Go to podcast. Yeah.
I can't remember the actual
Nobody
URL.
Ever types in the URL anymore.
So you can go there, subscribe to our stuff, follow us on Twitter @couchco_op. You can follow me. Well, I'll get to that in a second. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/couchcoopgaming. You can follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/couchco_op.
We've been doing a few more things on there.
A little bit. Every now and then. It depends. Like
We didn't really... I think we would have done more this weekend if Lance wouldn't have been here.
Yeah, we had a lot going on, so...
Yeah.
And then... Let's see.
Instagram, do we have that?
Yeah.
We don't really
couchco_op. Use it every now and then.
I feel like that's more for if we go to, like, conventions or something.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's for if we have, like, pictures to show.
Yeah, and you don't have to follow us on YouTube yet. There's nothing there. We'll get to it eventually. Eventually.
Yeah, we're busy.
We are. Very. So, I'm your showrunner, Joe Nixon. You can follow me on Twitter @Joseph_Ethan. The showstopper, Casey Tapp, is on Twitter @CaseyTapp.
Yeah.
Correcto?
Yeah, just Casey Tapp.
Yeah, Casey Tapp. So, you can do all those things. Keep listening to us here every week.
Yeah.
We're keeping on rolling, and rolling on the rolling. So.
I feel like you're getting desperate now.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just trying to be witty, and it's not working, it's just falling flat.
You know, when you can't say words at the beginning of the podcast, nobody's looking for wit from you.
The codcast. The
codcast.
It's either about
are we talking fish, about
fish or Call of Duty. Fish and Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I get sick of that so fast, because I hate COD.
COD of Duty.
It's redundant, because it's COD.
Yeah.
God. It's COD, and then the acronym is COD.
And then it would be, if it got too big, it would be the COD-COD-COM.
Oh my gosh. All right. So, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you listening. Keep downloading. Share it with your friends.
Yep.
And
tell your mom about us.
Yeah. She has no clue about video games. Who cares?
If she does, great.
Great. Cool.
Video game moms are the best.
Yeah, they are. So, that's it.
Yeah, there we go. Bye, guys.
And we're out.